This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, February 19th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Sean Crawford will have a preview of the governor's budget message that he's to deliver tomorrow at noon. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first a look at today's news. It was freezing cold on the University of Illinois quad last night, but despite a strong wind, hundreds of students came out and held candles in memory of the five students shot down last week at Northern Illinois University. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
We are here to remember the lives of Daniel Paramenter, Catalina Garcia, Ryan Mace, Juliana Gahant, and Gail Dabowski. These five students...
U of I student body president Justin Randall opened the vigil by naming the five victims of last week's shooting. Barely mentioned during the half-hour program was the victim's killer, U of I graduate student in social work Stephen Kazmierczyk, who subsequently shot himself. School of Social Work Dean Wynn Kaur made the only reference.
Because Steve was one of our graduate students. Imagine the magnitude of the pain for the students in the School of Social Work, for whom he was not only a classmate, but a friend.
Kaur said that social workers strive to prevent violence and promote healing, but can't predict human behavior. She called on those gathered to look for the strength in people and to encourage their natural resilience in the face of tragedy and loss. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Faculty members at NRU are undergoing training about how to help students cope with the aftermath of last week's campus shooting. Faculty, graduate students, and some staff will meet in groups of 50 to talk about last week's shooting spree. The training will continue all week while classes are canceled. Mickey Sharma is director of NIU's Counseling and Student Development Center. He says the training will help faculty cope with the shooting and also coach them on how to deal with grieving students when classes resume on Monday. About 300 volunteer counselors will come to campus next week, and many will be paired with professors and work in classrooms. The Urbana City Council wants to end an Illinois Supreme Court ruling allowing long-distance annexation agreements. Council members voted unanimously last night for a resolution asking lawmakers to exempt Champaign County from the effects of the so-called Chatham ruling. The ruling states that municipalities may sign annexation agreements for developments miles away from their borders and take zoning authority away from county governments for those developments. The resolution passed last night asked lawmakers to add Champaign County to a list of Northern Illinois counties exempt from the court ruling. These counties can only sign annexation agreements on developments within a mile and a half from their borders. Other communities are also backing the resolution, including the city of Champaign, which cited the Chatham ruling for its annexation agreement on a new water treatment plant 2 miles out of town. When the power goes out and it's the electric company's fault, customers could be compensated. That's the premise behind a proposal at the state capitol. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Compensation would kick in if a power outage or surge lasts for more than 4 hours. Companies wouldn't be liable all the time, for instance, if a tornado knocks out power lines or another so-called act of God. But advocates say companies should have to pay up if their negligence or other mismanagement disrupts service. In those cases, they say companies should have to reimburse customers for perishable food or for staying in a hotel room. Dean Clough, a volunteer with AARP, says electric companies need to be called in to check for inconveniencing people.
If we get stuck in the dark, we shouldn't have to get stuck with the bills also.
People who live in Northern Illinois and get electricity from Commonwealth Edison already get the protection Clough is asking for. The proposal before the General Assembly would put the same onus on the utility serving Central and Southern Illinois, Ameren. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Friends of an Indiana businessman kidnapped in Iraq nearly 3 years ago will hold a fundraiser this weekend to help ease his family's financial struggles. The event will be held Saturday in Jeff Ake's hometown of Downers Grove, Illinois, by a childhood friend who was also Ake's college roommate. About 150 people have signed up so far for the fundraiser, pledging a donation of $50 each. The 50-year-old Ake ran a company in Rolling Prairie, Indiana, that made machines that filled and labeled water and other types of bottles. He was working in Baghdad as part of the Iraq reconstruction effort when he was kidnapped on April 11, 2005. Aside from a video showing Ake being held at gunpoint, there's been no word on his fate. If you were a legal buff, you could either watch court cases on TV or be part of a mock trial at the University of Illinois. Students from the law school will compete against each other in trials ranging from wrongful death to murder. U of I law professor Steve Beckett says the law school is looking for volunteers to spend half a day playing witnesses and jurors in these mock trials.
The students actually try a case and go through a trial setting, and then in the mock trial juror situation, they do it in front of strangers who are sitting as jurors, and those jurors hear the evidence, receive the instructions of law, and decide the case just the way they would as if in a real jury trial.
Beckett says the mock trials help students to test their practical skills in the courtroom. He says trials will be held from February 29th to mid-March at the U of I Law School and the Champaign County Courthouse. Beckett says volunteers don't need any previous experience and will get breakfast plus free parking. Interested volunteers should contact the U of I College of Law. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich lays out his new budget plan to lawmakers this week. The governor's speech on Wednesday is expected to carry familiar themes, including health care expansion and taxing businesses to pay for it. But as Sean Crawford reports, Blagojevich will face an uphill battle.
It was a year ago when Rod Blagojevich stood before the Illinois legislature and urged action.
I say it's time for new ideas. It's time we act boldly. It's time we seize the moment and do more for the people of Illinois.
The governor's plan included a hefty tax on businesses that would help fund health care coverage for more people. Before the shouting was over, most of Blagojevich's fellow Democrats had turned down the populist message. The arguments turned personal, with the governor and legislative leaders publicly bashing each other during a record overtime session. Those troubles remain, and amid that backdrop in early 2008, the state faces another problem. Revenues are slowing. The economy could be headed to a recession. Illinois is having trouble paying its bills. The huge budget gap led to the state's controller, Dan Hines, giving this advice to the governor.
He needs to be straight with us. He needs to you know, give a true reflection of where the state finances are, and then call on all of us to come together and deal with it. You know, but how do you ask people to make tough decisions and to deal with a problem that you're not even admitting exists?
Reading between the lines, Hines and others are making it known new programs, especially costly ones, should stay off the table, at least for now. It's doubtful that advice will be heeded. Blagojevich wants to expand health care. It's been his main mission. Many others support that goal as well. Jim Duffett is director of the Campaign for Better Health Care, which favors universal coverage. Duffett says the infighting among Democrats at the Capitol has resulted in gridlock, and rather than dealing with problems, lawmakers are unable to accomplish anything.
Growing anger. Probably the majority of Democrats are having towards the Democratic Party here in Illinois in terms of just the inaction that is existing in Springfield. You know, take your fights out back, take your fights in the sandbox, but do the people's business.
The governor's office has let it be known he'll push for closing what he terms corporate tax loopholes and increasing other business taxes as a way to get what he wants. Greg Bays, head of the Illinois Manufacturers Association, is bracing for it. Bays says he's concerned about the impact tax hikes could have on the business community, but he adds the governor's plan is far from a done deal.
The only good thing that I can say to the business leaders across Illinois, and I think to the taxpayers of this state, that this governor's inability to truly follow through and get anything done in Springfield is a batting average that is worse than most minor league players who've never made it to the big league. So that's the only hope that you can offer, that he won't be very good in promoting this program that he's got coming, as he has been very bad in promoting his previous programs.
Blagojevich has had difficulty getting his agenda approved in Springfield. Whether his ideas fall on their own merits or because of the poor relationship he has with the General Assembly, much of what the governor has tried to do has gone nowhere. The question surrounding his new budget plan is whether or not it will signal a new start for his administration, or a repeat performance. I'm Sean Crawford.
In the forecast for the region today, mostly sunny, the high around 22 degrees. We'll have gusting winds up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy, a chance of snow tonight, lows around 12. Wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour after midnight. Very cold tomorrow, partly sunny, the high around 18. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low around 4. Partly sunny Thursday, a chance of snow, the high around 25. Not as cold Thursday night, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow, the low around 20. Friday and Friday night, mostly cloudy, the high around 32 degrees, the low around 22. Partly cloudy Saturday and Saturday evening, with a high around 35 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, February 19th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.